Now, I'm delighted to say that time has played into our hands this afternoon. As we speak, two local trail runners are in the middle of a world record attempt. Christian Kreling and AJ Karlitz are trying to break the Guinness World Record for the most vertical distance covered on foot in a single day. And they're doing it by running up and down Plattaklip Gorge as many times as possible. The current record is held by a group of Irish runners who managed 13 ascents of Crogpatrick in Ireland to a total of just over 18,000 metres. Christian and AJ started at 4 o'clock this morning and are hoping to get 14 summits of Table Mountain under their belt by the time curfew comes around at midnight. We have caught them on a gap, I think. Christian Kreling is on the line to me from Plattaklip Gorge. Christian, thank you so much for making time to chat to us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you.
How are you?
Myself and AJ will sound a bit out of breath.
I'd be surprised if you didn't sound out of breath, Christian. How many summits have you managed so far?
We've done 8. We started just with our 9th one now. So we are well on schedule for the record.
Okay.
But it's getting harder. It's a very hot day and fatigue's kicking in. So it'll be tough.
It's a big ask at the, you know, even without factoring in the warm weather. Christian, remind us why you're doing this. Is it just because the record is there to be broken, or is there more to it than that?
Both myself and AJ are ultra runners. We love challenges, and we actually started thinking about this during lockdown when all races were taken away. We said, well, let's create our own challenge, which is a big thing for us to keep us motivated. So we started planning this 3 months ago. And today, we decided to do it. And we are also raising awareness for EduNova, a charity who ensures kids get perfect technology for education in rural locations.
I mean, it's such an important cause, given that we know about the huge disparities in education, and certainly the year of lockdown has exposed them more than ever, that some schools were able to pivot to online schooling without a second thought. Others just didn't have the technology to do it. So that's what EduNova is all about, leveling those playing fields. So it's fantastic that you're supporting them. Now, you've got a particular challenge in the form of curfew that you, most runners would have 24 hours to set this record. You can only have 20 hours. Christian, even so, you sound pretty confident that you're going to do it.
Yeah, before we were hoping that curfew would lift. And then when our application almost expired, we decided we're not going to wait for circumstances which would change. We're just going to give it a go. And we did good calculations. I just spent a lot of time on the mountain to trial what we're going to do today. And we are pretty confident if everything goes well and we have no injuries that we will make it in 20 hours.
So besides the heat, touch wood, is that the only sort of factor playing into making it more difficult? Have you managed the 8 and a bit summit so far with no injuries and no hiccups along the way?
Yeah, we are fortunate enough that we haven't had any falls on this very technical terrain. And yeah, the most important thing is to keep on hydrating, eating. Yeah, we went through patches where we were nauseous. And yeah, you feel like giving up, but we appreciate all the support that we're getting from listeners and the audience and the people who marshal us on this mountain. So there's no way we're going to stop.
Okay, Christian, it sounds like you've got certainly the mental grit to keep going to midnight tonight. We hope that you get those 14 summits that you're hoping for. And I guess there must be a few people walking up the mountain today looking at you going past them up and down and thinking you're absolutely nuts. But we know why you're doing it now. We'll let you save the rest of that precious breath for the physical challenge that still lies ahead. Good luck to you, Christian. And please pass on our best wishes to AJ as well.
Thank you, Pippa.
Christian Kreling speaking to us there, mid-ninth summit of Table Mountain. What an endeavor. So he and AJ Karlitz, and what I love about the story, by the way, is that normally they're rivals who are racing one another in trail running events, and they decided to collaborate because there is a bigger picture here of supporting EduNova and getting technology into disadvantaged schools, as well as the personal challenge. And what better way to take on a challenge than to do it with somebody else at your side who knows what you're going through. So Christian Kreling and AJ Karlitz, good luck to you. 8 summits completed, another 6 to go by midnight if they hope to beat the world record, which is currently held by a group of Irish runners. Sounds to me like they are well on track to do so. Keep them in your thoughts and give them a cheer on the way if you're walking on the mountain today.